Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Previously on Codename Starkeeper.
Now give me the data card or I'll take you and your ship with me the hard way.
No, you won't.
How do you know it's him?
Because I tapped into Kurt and Lure's personal access.
Stop right there!
Garia, take off! Get out of here!
What? No!
Get going and find Carol.
Korsak, this is Horn. I need a unit to... Ah! The Dornhanger! Taking fire! Officer down! I believe she's alive.
He's heading toward the aqueduct.
Why there?
Engage capsule mode. Code 4-9er Echo.
The filtration plant. He's not gonna make...
Gas?
Dioxys.
This is Zell. I have your cargo. Good. I hate to be kept waiting for payment.
What? Where am I? Can't move. My arms or legs. Energy binders.
Well, finally awake. How nice. Enjoying the accommodations?
I've had better.
So, this is how the Intergalactic Man of Mystery completes his missions, is it? Leading Korsak on a highly visible chase, being caught by a bounty hunter of questionable origins. So much for staying in the background.
Without Carol, the mission is irrelevant.
It never did matter. You. It didn't matter on Paulus Massa when I lost 24 commandos. It didn't matter on Kessel when the prisoners mobbed us in the mines. It didn't matter on Corset when the Emperor dissolved the Senate. Do you remember the riots? Do you remember leaving me for dead in the lower quarter, Lieutenant Karsten?
Arsel?
You remember. How touching.
Your face.
Reconstructed. Also had to replace an elbow, knees, 10 vertebrae in my spine, and 6 ribs. Still, Commander Sander Arsel, the forgotten dregs of the 322nd.
It wasn't like that.
No?
No. I tried to drag you out of there. You had no pulse. Do you know how many times I begged them to let me bring you out? How many times since then I wished I could go back?
Spare me your regrets.
It's true, I swear it.
We shall see. Fortunately for me, this interrogation is not business, but for pleasure. What is business is this. Where is the data card?
I don't have it.
I realized that to my great disappointment when I went through your belongings. No matter. You still have great value to my employer. Luckily, he won't mind if I break you myself first.
What are you doing, Arsel?
I don't like it any more than you do, Korn, but we...
No buts, sir. We don't have the time or resources to go after rebels, and it's not our jurisdiction.
Corellia is our jurisdiction.
But they haven't violated our laws.
Are we an Imperial system?
Yes, sir.
Then they violated Imperial law.
I think what my unrestrained young partner is saying...
I know what he's saying, Ayala. I know Lore is trying to make a name for himself in this unbelievable mess the rebels have created. I know this as much as you both do.
Then what do we do about it, sir?
For the moment, nothing.
But...
I'm not finished. For the present, we have an assassination to investigate. There was a bounty hunter in system who's been lounging in the fell swoop.
Tall fellow? Dark hair and freshly pressed?
That's the one.
We saw him.
Well, I had staff run an algorithm on ships leaving the system around the time of your pursuit of that Sinar ship. 2 ships left system bound for the same hyperspace lane.
We have ships making that lane all the time.
One belongs to Doran's niece, and the other...
The bounty hunter.
Right. And I imagine if you look for Doran's little deckhand, you'll come up empty-handed.
I knew it! The slicer, jamming our signals.
He must have been aboard with Doran's niece.
And this bounty hunter was after them.
They know something, and he wants the information. Information we no doubt can make use of.
So we're going out-system?
That's correct. Without orders. Lore cannot get wind of this. Take my personal ship.
But that thing is a piece of junk.
Horn, I know she's as fast and maneuverable as a pregnant hut, but by the force, you're not going into combat. Recon and apprehend. Find where they're going and make an arrest. All three of them.
Yes, sir.
You're dismissed.
Caria. Caria?
What?
You're gonna have to come out of this.
I'm sorry, Haj. I really am. It's just... oh, never mind.
Look, I don't mean to be harsh, but we both want to find him. He is likely still alive.
Yeah.
You really cared for him, didn't you?
My uncle?
Morgan.
I...
you know what? It's okay. I don't need to know.
So, you told me what we were to expect when we got to... where is it again?
Morja.
Morja.
It's on the other side of Yagdul. It's owned by Salish Agriculture.
And they have farms there.
How astute.
Funny.
They also have a mining operation.
You think they're forcing him to work in the mines?
I don't know.
Well, why else would they bring him here?
You didn't let me finish.
So finish.
Well, it's not so secret that Salish has been pretty loyal to the Empire. So loyal, in fact, that the imps have an advanced scout training facility. Some high-ranking imp officer got it in a favor.
So, why my uncle? Never mind, it doesn't really matter. How do we get him free? We don't know where they're keeping him or how well he'll be guarded, and it's just you and me.
Not exactly.
Not exactly?
The Rebel Alliance also has a base on that planet.
What? You must be joking.
Well, not the rebels themselves. Sympathizers, mercenaries.
Oh, mercenaries. Lovely. So what are they doing there?
There's only a handful of them, but from what I understand from Carol's information, they all answer to one man, Dirk Harkness.
Never heard of him.
No, I thought not. The rebels keep a tight lid on him. They just recently enlisted his services.
For what?
Gathering intel, of course.
Which is right up my uncle's alley.
Which is exactly why I think they'll help us.
Oh?
With as much as your uncle knows, it would be an awful risk to let him remain in Imperial hands.
Do you know where they are?
Of course.
Well then, this should be a piece of cake, right?
There's just, one minor detail.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Morja is known for its near-impassable ion storms generated by its oceans.
Well, how do we get past them?
I don't know, I'm a slicer, not a pilot. At least they won't be able to see us coming.
And if we get struck by lightning, hurtle to the surface, and crash into the rocks, no one will ever find us, either. It's a good thing I like you, Haj.
What? I'm sorry. I must have had something stuck in my ears. What was that?
Oh, shut up and get ready for jump.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have him.
Nubarata Danko.
He is in acceptable condition.
Mikremin na kimbala tekato?
Don't worry about it.
Chope na tekwente niawi tumorja?
Yes, as planned.
Armu na tekato.
Right back at you. Everything is proceeding as planned.
It's about time you contacted us, Abenzel.
What's going on? I can't feel his presence anymore.
Patience, Abel. Patience.
The dark side doesn't do patience.
How quaint. You needn't worry about the Dark Lord. He has contingencies in place.
What kind of contingencies?
Oh no. The Dark Lord must maintain his secrets.
That's not good enough. You've kept me in the dark for far too long.
You remember when the Dark Lord found you? Your face was trampled, your body broken, your life, ebbing out of you. You were a good Imperial soldier, Arcel. One with talents the Emperor could use. You don't want to be expendable, do you?
Of course not. I'm sorry.
Good. Good. You know your place. The huts are ready to take him, then.
Yes. Everything is set.
Well done. When the huts are gone and both Stark and Doran are on that ship when the facility is destroyed, not only will the huts take the blame, but the intelligence structure will lose its two most crucial cogs. The entire galaxy will fall into chaos.
What about Vader?
Vader's dead.
What?
His presence is gone. The Dark Lord will soon be seeking a new apprentice. One not so lacking in intestinal fortitude. Continue your mission, Arbonzel. Remember, the Dark Lord rewards only his most faithful servants. Do not fail us.
No, sir. You needn't worry about that. Fine. Just fine. If the Dark Lord is still the master. With Vader gone, I think it's time to reinstate the rule of two permanently.
I don't believe it.
What?
There must be a mistake.
What is it, Rogan?
It's a subspace communique from General Kraken. It says, Sentry operation success, principals aboard. Do you know what this means?
Of course I know what it means. The Death Star is destroyed, and with it, Palpatine and Vader. Unbelievable. So, my mission begins.
Immediately?
No. Kraken would have specified. They're too busy cleaning up the pieces for the moment.
I can't believe this is actually happening. Just like that. So easy.
Easy?
In one fell swoop, the Empire's ultimate weapon, Enforcer, the Emperor himself, gone. What the Dirk?
Don't tell me it was easy. Chesed died in my arms when we thought it was easy. The imps killed your parents on Malastare. What, did you forget that?
No, Dirk, I'm sorry.
Blast it. No, Rogan, you don't have anything to apologize about. It's like having your motivation, your purpose, pulled out from underneath you, you know?
Hey, I'm with you on the vengeance angle. I really am. But we're winning, Dirk. The Emperor and Vader are gone. And nothing can bring Chesa back.
I'm going to go rest for a while. Wake me if anything happens.
Roger that. We've got an ion storm rolling in soon.
I'll take earplugs.
We're coming in on Morja.
Finally. Did we have to jump in so far back?
You said it yourself. I'm the pilot.
But sublight? We could have been there an hour ago.
Oh, stifle it, will ya? Our approach vector had to be exact. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Strap in. It's gonna be bumpy.
How bumpy?
Like, ion storm bumpy.
Sith Spawn, look at those clouds! It's like a Coruscant light show.
Yeah.
You're flying directly into the storm?
Do you want the Imperial scanners to pick us up?
Well, I thought maybe we could skirt around the edges. What?
I don't believe I've ever seen you scared.
Just shut up and fly this thing.
You got it.
Aren't you worried about a system failure?
A direct ion blast, maybe, but these lightning strikes are too random. They're glancing blows.
Glancing, right.
What the? This thing must be malfunctioning. No, still there. Hey, Dirk! Come have a look at this.
Shield strength at 25% and dropping.
She'll hold together.
Maybe, but I won't.
Am I seeing things?
No, that looks like a ship.
Huh.
What is it?
A new communique from Kraken. Begin phase two. Funds transfer for hiring imminent.
Well, he didn't waste any time.
Cleaning up a mess, huh?
He wants to take advantage of the chaos that no doubt will ensue.
Doesn't he think the imps will lock down their sectors?
No, it'll be a nightmare controlling traffic. They'll be too busy regrouping.
What about the ship?
I can't afford to take any chances. Shoot them down. Let the imps clean them up.
Harkin, rail. Ship coming in. Looks like 3 clicks north, 28 degrees approach vector. Take it down.
What was that?
It's called an ion storm.
There it is again! Does an ion storm blast you with red lightning?
Wait a minute, those are laser blasts!
What?!
Someone's shooting at us!
You've been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, starring the voice talents of
Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Steve Saylor as Arborn Zell, Chris Dickey as Hodge, Silas Carter as Karya Doran, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayella Wasiri, Andrew Gilbertson as Dirk Harkness, Hazen Nestor as Rogan Carell, Devin Cox as the Sith Agent,
and guest starring
Podcasting's Rich Siegfried as Gil Bastra.
Star Wars and all related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited, and no infringing claims are intended. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio.